La bella du, bella la du, la sum, la sum, la quatra, la sum, ac la bella du.
Feeling a bit adventurous in the kitchen today, I decided to combine a few different recipes from issue number 85 of the Mind Scanner and see how they would work. You know, if you can't experiment in the kitchen, you might as well eat replicated food. Just like the Fetties do. I took one of the various Gah recipes and the recipe for triple meatballs, along with the syrup of swill recipe from the magazine, and forged a plan to conquer this dish. For I know, if these were Klingon dishes, they had to be good. The triple meatballs were going to take a good 2 hours to cook, and they were the longest time needed to cook of all three. So I decided to start with that one first. For this recipe, I needed a 1/2 pound of minced meat, a teaspoon of salt, a 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, a clove of garlic, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons of breadcrumbs. The recipe said I could also use malzo meal, but finding breadcrumbs in the grocery store was a whole lot easier. 1/2 cup of ketchup and 2 cups of ginger ale. In a large saucepan, I added the ketchup and the ginger ale together. This is going to be the broth in which the meatballs are going to cook. And this is going to be the substance that I'm going to have to heat up before I can use it. So I needed to get it started first. I mixed the ingredients together and began heating it. As it was heating, I went ahead and started constructing the meatballs, which basically means I took the other ingredients, threw them in a large bowl, and thoroughly mix them together. Once I got it as uniform as I think I can, I started pulling small chunks of the mixture out and forming them into small balls. As the solution I had prepared began to boil, I reduced the heat and began dropping the meatballs into the boiling liquid. Once they were all in, I reduced the heat to a simmer, covered the pot, and now it's going to cook for 2 hours. At the end of that time, I took them off the burner and set them aside for when I was prepared to make the presentation dish. First, I had 2 other things to make. The next came the syrup of squill, as it was going to have to boil the strawberries that made it up for 30 minutes to an hour. For this recipe, I needed 1 cup of sliced strawberries, granulated sugar, and red food coloring. In a medium saucepan, I placed the sliced strawberries and added just enough water to cover them. Not much more, or you're going to water down your final creation. So I brought the water to a boil, and then I reduced the heat so that the concoction is going to simmer for the 30 minutes to an hour to get the berries soft enough to mash into pulp. The next thing you do is you take the pulp and you run it through a strainer. You run it through a colander. Once the liquid is cool enough to taste it. Make sure you like the taste. If you don't like the taste, well, that's when you start adding the sugar. Add the sugar to suit your palate. That can be around 1.5 to 2.5 cups. If you don't like the color, well, use the red food coloring. Bring it up to a color that you like. And once you've got all that done, you're going to set this aside until your other two items are ready for that finished dish. Yeah, it's going to get done before you get done making the meatballs. And believe me, we haven't even started doing the noodles yet. Also, when you get done with this and you have any leftovers, all right, it's not necessary to go through a canning process for those leftovers. Just put them in a jar, put them in your freezer, they'll be fine for later. Because believe me, you're not going to use all that much of it, and you don't want to throw it away. Throwing away bad. The final item that I needed to prepare this dish was going to be the gha. This is a very simple recipe. You should be noticing a trend here. I like simple recipes. Recipes I can't mess up. Because I can get really good at messing up. What you're going to need is 1 pound of thick Japanese udon noodles. 1/4 cup of soy sauce. 1/4 cup of sesame salad dressing. And 1 teaspoon of karo syrup. First, prepare the noodles according to the package instructions. Oh, do I like simple. One of the ways of preparing the noodles on the package was using a microwave. Oh, throw it in the microwave and cook it. Ah. It needs to cook in the microwave for 90 seconds. That meant I had to perforate the bag to let, you know, so it doesn't blow up. And place it in the microwave on high for that 90 seconds. After they were cooked, I took them out, placed them on a plate, put them in the refrigerator so they could chill back down. Now that they're cooked, they need to be cooled. Once they had cooled, I simply added the rest of the ingredients and blended them together. Now, I have the 3 components to prepare the final dish. Taking a plate on which the dish is to be served, I placed a bed of gha down as the first layer. On top of that, I added about 4 of the meatballs. Then I topped this arrangement with a couple of ladles of the squill syrup. That was it. A simple creation from 3 recipes. 3 simple recipes. From the Klingon cuisine issue of Mind Scanner. But how did they taste? For taste is everything, no matter how the plating of the dish looks. Unless it tastes good, the meal is a failure. I have to say that without the syrup of squill, the flavors of the soy sauce and the sesame dressing would have overpowered everything. The syrup tended to mellow the taste out, sweeten it a bit. I don't think the meatballs had enough spices in them, though. Either I used too much meat or not enough garlic. I may look into finding other spices to add to the meatballs in the future. Again, it's cooking. I can keep experimenting and trying new things and finding ways to make the dishes taste better every time I prepare them. Overall, I would give this dish an 8 out of 10. It looked good. It tasted good. Could be improved, but it still tasted pretty good. And it was simple to prepare. Simple good. If you need to bring something for a potluck Klingon feast, this would be one that you could easily scale up for however many people you need to feed. And I would think it would be easy on transportation issues. In other words, you could have it in a big, huge pot, or you could have the ingredients separated and assemble the dish when you arrived at the location for the potluck. Either way, just keep some of the syrup of squill aside so that if somebody wants to add some more, well, they can. I have to say about this experience, look through the various Klingon cookbooks that you can find, like that issue of Mind Scanner, and don't be afraid to combine what you see, to change what you find. I think this technique, this mixture of tastes, will surprise you. Now, go forth and cook. Kappa!
Holler at John, holler at John, till him the bull got to God.